On February 12th, Susan Meissonier of America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, said America should be prepared for the virus to gain a foothold in the country. Doctors in South Africa are on high alert, says Cheryl Cohen of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. More than 850 medics in all nine of the country's provinces have been taught to spot the disease. The WHO is sending surgical masks, gowns and gloves to hospitals in more than 50 countries. It is teaching health workers across Africa how to use them to prevent COVID-19 infections and how to treat those who have the disease. Growing numbers of countries are screening passengers at airports and borders for signs of COVID-19. But when a virus starts travelling around the world, says Michael Ryan of the WHO, its real point of entry is a busy emergency room or a doctor's surgery. In the 2003 outbreak of SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, another coronavirus which spread to more than 20 countries, about 30% of the 8,000 people infected were healthcare workers. Many, if not most, of the SARS outbreaks around the world, from Toronto to Singapore, started in a hospital with a single patient who had been infected abroad. In countries where COVID-19 cases are still rare, doctors are, for now, trying to identify suspected patients by asking those with a cough and fever about recent travel to countries with outbreaks of the disease and then testing them. In America, if patients test negative for seasonal flu, laboratories are starting to test for COVID-19. The country has so far identified 29 cases.